For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In 2001, Afghan opium production was 185 tons. Now, after 5 years of Western occupation, annual production has surpassed 6,000 tons. 3 million farmers in Afghanistan now cultivate opium poppy, potentially providing enough black market heroin to satisfy this year's entire world market, with an additional 30% reserve. UN drug czar Antonio Maria Costa warned the world's health authorities this week that they should prepare for a significant increase in the number of deaths from heroin overdoses due to Afghanistan's dramatically surging opium industry. Former U.S. drug czar General Barry McCaffrey urges aerial eradication of the poppy crop, telling the Pentagon, quote, "If you don't take on drug production, you're going to get run out of Afghanistan," end quote. Crop dusting the fields has been strongly resisted by both the Pentagon and Afghan authorities. This week, NATO's ongoing Supreme Commander, U.S. General James Jones, called the illegal drug industry, quote, "the Achilles heel of Afghanistan," end quote. Finally, and most remarkably, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said this week that the Afghan war cannot be won militarily and called for the Taliban to rejoin the government. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Let us celebrate day 32,809 of being led to salvation by our dear drug czars. Tens of millions of witches arrested. Thousands have died from our black market drugs. Orphans of prisoners will be our next harvest. In the name of God, we will ever march on. Monsters and demons using powders and potions must be stopped no matter the cause. Kneel down and pray for the new Inquisition. Pray for success of the new Dark Age. All this in the name of God.
You know, we should have been more careful deciding what we wanted when we wanted this drug war, because we sure got it. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.